Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, picture this. A business owner has a meeting at one of their key customers. They go into the conference room. They're there to make a presentation. They make their presentation. It goes rather well. Everyone shakes hands. The meeting is over, and they leave. And if we said to that business person, tell me what you saw while you were in that conference room. Can you describe the conference room? What color were the walls? What color tie did the CEO, president, or business owner have on? Did he have a tie on? What else did you see in the room? See, most business people or most people think that they're observing things, but they really don't see anything. They see with their eyes, but they're not really paying attention. People will go out into nature and they'll look around and they won't really see that little flower sitting there, or they won't see that little chipmunk that's just running through the grass. All they are is they're there. They think they're seeing, but they're not seeing. This goes to your business also. You have to be able to observe what goes on. If you walk out into your manufacturing floor or if you walk out into your office building and you see a lot of activity, everybody is frenetic with activity. They just look like they are just doing an incredible amount of work. But are they really? Are you really seeing what goes on? Do you have the ability to see which one of your coworkers is really productive and which one of your coworkers is so busy, trying to be busy, that they get nothing done? And are we encouraging the people who are busy? Are we maximizing their strength? Are we helping them be even more successful? And are we working with the people who just really don't get it done? They just look like they're busy. You have to open your eyes. You have to see things. You have to walk through your facility and you have to say, do we have the right equipment here? Is it being maintained? Is my factory floor clean? Is it organized? Or when I walk into, if you have an office, you walk into the office and you go, I can't believe I'm really opening my eyes and wow, this is absolutely incredible. Our office is so disorganized, but I thought it was organized because I really wasn't looking. I wasn't really paying attention. Are we using outdated software, outdated machinery? Are we using routines and procedures that don't work anymore? We must open our vision. We must open our thoughts. We must open our eyes. We must see what's going on. Most business people don't. How about you? Are you in a position where you're really paying attention to what's going on? Imagine if you really understood the process of observing. If you were observing everything that was going on in your business, how much more productive your business would be, how much more profitable. And just imagine if you worked with your key people to teach them to open up their eyes, to see what's going on, and saying to them, tell me what you saw when you went out there today. There was a problem. What did you see? How did you visualize it? What do you think the response is? And if you teach them to do that, and hopefully they can teach some of your coworkers down the line to do the same thing. We see with our eyes, but we don't really see with our eyes. It takes concentration. It takes training. And once we get that training, well, we may not like what we see. because what we may see is disorganization. What we may see is a business that's not running well, people who are not doing what needs to be done, and then it takes a lot of work, and it's an incredible amount of effort to make sure that we are doing things that need to be done. Do you want to take your business to the next level? If you do, open your eyes, open your mind, see what's going on. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.